This is Jim Angel, state climatologist located at the Illinois State Water Survey at the Prairie Research Institute on the campus of the University of Illinois. July finished up cool and dry for most of the state. The statewide average temperature for the month was 70.3 degrees. That's 5 degrees below average. This ties the record for the coldest July set back in 2009. Just 2 years ago, in 2012, we had the second warmest July on record at 81.8 degrees. The statewide average rainfall was 3.4 inches, which is 0.7 inches below average. The first 2 weeks were very wet, while much drier weather prevailed for the rest of the month. I think the wettest spot was right here in Champaign County, with several reports of between 8 and 11 inches. It was drier than average in much of western and southern Illinois. The area east of St. Louis was down 1 to 2 inches or more. Fortunately, the wet June and cool July moderated the impacts of this dry weather so far. The National Weather Service forecasts indicate that the cooler-than-average weather will prevail over the next 2 weeks across Illinois and the central U.S. For the most part, highs will be in the 80s and lows in the 60s. Humidity levels will be moderate throughout the week, with dew point temperatures in the low to mid-60s. Chances of precipitation are generally low for the week. However, areas north of Interstate 80 have a 30% to 50% chance of rain Tuesday through Thursday. This is Jim Angel, state climatologist at the Illinois State Water Survey.